So we're standing outside the National, the Garda National Immigration Bureau here in Burgh Quay. We're here with Rosanna from Residents Against Racism, and there's just been some deportations there. Could you tell us what's been going on?
Yeah, people were told to report here at 2 o'clock. They were also told to report all over Ireland at their local Garda station at 12 o'clock today. And we got calls at 7 o'clock this morning. They actually raided places outside Dublin to take people in at 7 o'clock in the morning. And they're being held in Belseskin House, which is in Finglas, in St Margaret's Road in Finglas. From there they'll be taken to Dublin Airport. Worse than just us, as an asylum seeker was very, very badly treated here. She was on her back in the road, she lost her shoes and was hurt. Now she was taken to Pierce Street Garda station and thrown out with no shoes on her feet. A couple of people took care of her. She is actually given extra time. Presumably they were seen to behave so badly they didn't deport her. But other people, including women with children, have been taken for deportation. We've had heartbreaking calls from Belseskin. One was a woman with 5 children who is there. And sorry, I'm hesitating because it looks like some of the Gardaí are coming out now.
Okay.
It's absolutely appalling the way human rights are being ignored in Ireland. Some of these people have cases that would still be in the process. One notable solicitor, immigration solicitor, did get 2 people out. We are waiting for 2 people who are still being held upstairs, and I believe their solicitor is trying to get a High Court injunction to stop them being deported, because they can still be saved at this time if the solicitor can get a judge to give an injunction, if he can find a judge even. And there are God knows how many other, probably countless other similar cases. Now it looks like some more of the heavy mob from the immigration guards are going out to the airport. They're just getting in one of their vans, because with these deportations they have at least one, and believe me these are literally heavy guys, at least one person per deportee, probably 2, in case there's trouble on the flight. There will also be a doctor and a nurse, so that if people get 2 out of order, they'll stick needles in their arms, and that's what happened before. Come on, wake up, bloody Europe. You know, what's going on? It's like the SS here, it really is.
And like I got down late today, but from what I heard earlier on, the vans were coming in and out from the back, and then taking people out through the front. There were scuffles as well, there were some arrests, is that right?
There were 2 arrests. 2 of our people were arrested and being held now at Pierce Street Garda station. The guards were very, very heavy-handed, and we were pushed around, as I say, 2 people were arrested, and one remark made by the guards to me was that, to the effect that you should cool it, but the words were, or you people will get hurt or arrested. Now, I think that's a very threatening remark.
And some people were hurt, like as we saw with the woman who was dragged along the street earlier on.
Certainly that asylum seeker was hurt, yes.
And in terms of the numbers, do you know how many people were inside, brought in today, and from what countries they were?
They're all from Nigeria. We don't know how many. We know about the cases that we were involved in, and we also know that a number of people didn't show up here and will be on the run now, because warrants will be put out for their arrest if they didn't show up.
Yeah. And the people who are in, you're still waiting for one woman and child, is that right, who's in, and she hasn't been given any food, even though she's been in for 5-6 hours now at this stage?
Yes, I assume she hasn't been given any food, as far as we know.
Yeah.
This woman, Abelardi, shouldn't be there, because we're just hoping there will be an injunction got to help her.
And so basically just waiting around to find out whether the injunction has come true, or whether she has been, whether she will be dragged out to be put onto an airplane.
Yeah, that's what we're waiting for. I mean, we know this woman personally very well, and we'll stick here.
And for people who might be familiar with the whole, like what happens, like what are the circumstances these people are going back to, like?
Absolutely terrible, particularly with women, and particularly for women with little girls, because there's a dreadful female genital mutilation that most of these women have had that awful operation themselves, and they don't want it to happen to their daughters. But aside from that, this is Nigeria, and women have no rights whatsoever. Rape is not regarded as a crime. Husbands are allowed to beat their wives as long as they're not permanently disabled. It's not even a crime, and there are no human rights for women at all in Nigeria.
And from like you saw with when Conley then all that happened, it became something in the, I suppose, the public consciousness. Everybody was talking about it. It came up, but then it seemed to go again. Other things popped up. Like, how do you think, first of all, did that improve the situation a little bit, because more people actually got to really understand that the state racism that is causing this thing? But then also from that, has it helped the whole mechanisms by stopping the deportations?
No, it has not helped at all. Wonderful for Conley. I know Conley. He's a great guy. But he's only got an extension of 6 months now. He got an initial 6 months. He's now got another 6 months. So Conley is not safe. And there are loads and loads of other Conleys, people who came as aged out minors, and they're not safe at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I think we're going around the back. There might be some action over there. Okay.